America Tonight, realizing it's just 47 days until Election Day, November 6th. Can you believe it? So what are you thinking at this point? Obama, Romney, or forget about the executive branch? Let's move over to the legislative guys, where there is a lot of mud that is being slung all over this country, but the focus is so much on the president and his challenger that I think we're forgetting about an even bigger picture when it comes to the people who make the laws and ultimately have the power of voting on them and supposedly representing you and I in Washington, D.C. We'll talk about that a little bit later this hour. But first, right from the get-go, we always check in with our friends in the Beltway. Ellen Ratner has been busy as she's flying all over the place, particularly to a project in the South Sudan. And joining us at this point, I think, Ellen, you'd rather talk about what's happening overseas.
You know what's interesting is we can sort of do this on foreign policy because I actually went with AID to Russia in 1994, one of the two or three journalists that did that.
Ooh.
All right, they were touting, you know, their democracy programs and all that. And I had been to Russia in 1978. And, you know, there was the old story about the Tsar dies and he goes to hell, and, you know, and then Stalin dies and he goes to hell and he sees the Tsar, and the Tsar says, well, so how are things going? Secret police good? Yes. You know, are you maintaining your jails? Yes. You know, are you making sure that, you know, the citizens are paying amount taxes and the army's in good stead? Oh, yes, army's in great stead. Great. And then, you know, same thing happens when Stalin, whoever came after?
Yeah.
Khrushchev dies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... And then the last one dies, and Khrushchev dies, and the Tsar asks him the same questions: army, secret police, yes, yes, yes. And he says, "So for 1%, you had a revolution." Sorry, I missed the punchline. He said, "So then he said, sorry." "But Tsar, we've gotten the vodka percentage of alcohol up 1%." And the Tsar says, well, that's great, but for 1% you had a revolution, and essentially nothing has changed.
Yeah, so what's that about?
Well, so, you know, here we're doing all this democracy
stuff
all over the world,
right,
including the wonderful Arab Spring.
Right.
And now, you know, Drudge has a heading that... Basically, Iran is shipping through things through Iraq to Syria. Well,
I saw that.
You know, I mean, what are we doing? Is this really? It doesn't work out for us.
Yeah, so that's a great question for you. So, you know, here we are talking to Ellen Ratner, who's been all over the place on, you know, from Talk Radio News, and you just came back from, as you said, the South Sudan. So what are we doing? You're somebody who's seen this through the couple of decades now, three decades, more than three decades.
And you have to wonder, I mean, again, all this money we spent on democracy and institutions in Russia, all this money that we have spent essentially also to develop civil society in a lot of these Arab countries. And for what? As somebody said, maybe we should make ourselves as energy independent as we possibly can be and let these countries sort it out.
Right, instead of playing in their sandbox.
We obviously can't. You know, I do see it. I see it. I see what's going on. I mean, here, the reason we have not helped the country that I love so much, South Sudan, to the degree that we should, and I'm not saying we haven't, but it's a Christian country, they've had slavery, et cetera, is because we said that Bashir, who's a bad dictator, essentially has helped us with terrorism. As remember, Osama bin Laden spent 7 years in Khartoum. what is now Sudan, what used to be called Northern Sudan. And here's a guy that we supposedly, you know, have, we have not gone after, we have not held his feet to the fire with what he's done to the South. Why? Because he's helped us with terrorism. But here's a guy who calls the South insects and now allows, and he has some control over it, the Khartoum embassy of the United States to be threatened. And we have to sit back, I think, as a country and have a very long discussion. Is this where we want to continue to put our resources?
You know, Alan, there's some people that you know that would be like, is that Alan Ratner talking? Alan, you sound almost like Ron Paul.
Well, you know, look, I believe that there have been some amazing non-government institutions that have done some great things. But they've come in as volunteers. And what's happening with Russia and Putin and everything, I mean, I remember when I was maybe in my early 21, 22 years old, I went to stay at my aunts and uncles in Cleveland, and which is where I'm from, and I was visiting my friends in Cleveland. And he was talking about some Russians or whatever, friends of former relatives, or I don't know who they were. But he said, you know, they're not allowed to leave the country. He said, well, some people don't allow people to leave their country. And as you know, originally it was a crime to leave the motherland, i.e. Mm-hmm. Russia. It was mm-hmm. considered a crime. Well, what has changed? Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed in terms of now you just have a different oligarchy who's worth millions and millions of dollars or billions of dollars. Now you have people, all right, yes, they can leave the country, but who can really leave? They're still essentially a dictatorship with Putin. And we've put billions into the democracy of Russia.
Absolutely, I agree with you. I mean, this goes along to a question I was going to ask you. It's perfect timing for this. What about all the scuttlebutt that we've heard really now for well over a year, but it's been reignited again because of a trip with Israel and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu? A lot of people would say, well, you know, we got to be there, so we have to be invested in the Middle East, because what about Israel?
Well, look, I mean, what we did, honestly, with Israel and Egypt, and to some degree Jordan, worked out well, which is basically we paid them off. And I actually came to the White House when we got involved in the second Gulf War in 2003, in March of 2003. I remember marching into the press office and saying to some of the guys, you know, I don't understand why we're engaging in this war. Why don't we just pay the Russians? They take the gloves off. They'll just knock off Saddam Hussein if that's really what we want. And they just laughed at me and looked at me like I was crazy. But that's clearly what we should have done. Pay somebody else to do our work. Why are we engaging all that money when we could do it for probably Kmart prices in some of these countries by paying somebody else to do our bad work if we really want to do it? We do that for rendition anyway. We take people to CIA prisons, and we did in Syria.
Yeah.
You know, no. Am I a Ron Paul isolationist? No. But I certainly believe that we have got to think a lot before we get militarily involved and even give huge amounts of our AID money away into a country and think that we're going to really affect change.
Yeah, I agree with you. Great conversation. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. Thanks. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
ATN, listening to that conversation with Ellen Ratner, and she's talking about the fact that it's very disconcerting, and you can hear that in her voice as to what's happening in the Middle East. You know how I feel about it. I talk about it constantly on America Tonight. From the get-go, years before, the things that we've seen are now just playing themselves out once again. We've had lots of people have served on to talk about the hot spots, not even talking about Iraq, Iran, or Syria, talking about Iraq and then Afghanistan and pulling out of Afghanistan in 2014 and the people then getting thrown back into the Taliban regime, which they will. They're illiterate and they will go to the people that are helping them as they are poor farmers, ranchers, and people that are just trying to survive. So in the middle of all of that, because Afghanistan is kind of the hinterlands of crossover, and Iran didn't have to worry about that. They had to worry about Iraq, as Iraq has been a place where they have definitely filtered things through. It doesn't seem to be a big deal, and that's what they did. They sent weapons and people to Syria, and they did it easily through Iraq. So this was reported in Reuters. They got the exclusive on it. And I read the story earlier in the day, and then, as Ellen mentioned, there was the link that was put up there. So a lot of other people became more aware of it if they weren't reading Reuters. And what the deal is they've been using planes to fly, civilian planes, by the way, to fly the military types and a cache of massive amounts of weapons across the airspace of Iraq to Syria to help President Assad in his attempts anyway to slam the uprising that's been going on. And we see the slaughter that's happening in Syria. But we've already invested way too much. So, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Sorry, Ellen, that's the way it goes. And we're not going to pay attention to what's happening in Syria. We're going to talk about it, but we can't worry about it, right? If you remember, the senator who ran for president, John Kerry, threatened to look at the aid to Baghdad if they don't stop the flights and letting them go over. Why are we giving them aid then? So, wait, you're aiding the situation, the thugs in Iran, which, correct me if I'm wrong, right? They're going to nuke up. We know it. It's not about power. It's about a nuke. And that's all happening. We're throwing out sanctions. And Iran does not care. And they will easily take care of Iraq. Fine, let us fly over. No problem. Now, Iraq is saying, oh, we don't allow that to happen. We don't allow weapons coming through the air, our airspace. But there's no question, we have these intelligence reports that show the opposite, that large quantities have been going in. Large quantities. You know, we're not talking about a couple of handguns like you're trying to smuggle them over the border. We're saying that this is an organized deal that's happening through the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. It's part of what they've been doing, I'm sure, in the past, we know. And here we go, only this time it's Syria. Flying from Iran to Syria through Iraq. Every day. Every day they're doing that. So how long has this been going on? How long have they been able to do this? And then you think, you look at the Iraq Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki's advisor, saying, oh, that report is nonsense, it's hocus pocus. It's baseless allegations that allow Iran to use their airspace to ship arms to Syria. It's not at all true. We keep calling for a peaceful solution to this conflict, and there's no way that, you know, the need to ban any state from interfering in Syria, whether they're sending over weapons or helping others to do so. Of course, we need to have that ban in place. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. So they should review it. For once, I really am on the same side as Senator Kerry. Look at it. Let's look at what's there. How long have they been making these flights? And you can't tell me that you know where they're going. They're using the airspace, and it's not consistent. Iran has cut a deal with Iraq to use the airspace. It's the only possible thing it can mean. So what does that mean? How much money are they getting? Is it an informal kind of deal? It would have to be an informal deal, because then there wouldn't be any records of it, and then the U.S. wouldn't see that, wouldn't be able to pull those traces together. But now it's too late. I mean, obviously something's going on there, and I think they should be nipped for that. Forget it. You know, where's our war reparations? While we're pumping still tons of money into Iraq and to allow that to happen, I think you do have to draw the line in the sand. And so maybe Ellen's on to something. We need to draw a line in the sand, period, and decide. Let them figure out what they're going to do. Let them figure out what it is. And remember, the whole thing with Tehran is, because, boy, they're afraid of the UN, aren't they? They're not supposed to sell weapons under this arms embargo, which is part of these other sanctions against Iran over the nuke program. They don't care. What are the consequences for Iran? We keep coming back to the same thing. What are the consequences? What are the consequences? All right, something else that I think is very, very big. Push that aside for a second, and let's stick with the Middle East and what's happening in Libya, to uncover what happened in the embassy attack. You have now, like, from the Heritage Foundation, you have them coming out and saying that Benghazi was pretty much likely premeditated. You have a guy like Attorney Dershowitz saying, are we going to allow this to redefine our freedom of speech, meaning what we're talking about with the crazy Prophet Muhammad movie, and a lot is coming out there. Here's what you have. You have fantasy, you have reality, and then the version that ultimately is served up. It's option 1, 2, and 3. What do you think went down in that embassy? The people I feel the worst for are the families of the Americans who were flat-out slaughtered. Here's Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security Director. Here's her take on the film and the fact that it's really not an excuse, no matter where this was used, for killing anyone.
The film is absolutely not representative of America or the American government. It is deplorable. As deplorable as we find that film to be, it is not, never, and never will be an excuse for violence and for the senseless killing we saw in Benghazi and other places.
All right, no kidding. And I do not, I believe there that the film had nothing to do with Benghazi. I don't think so. I think, Cairo, you might be able to point to that because of the hits on YouTube, but I don't think you can point to that in this embassy attack. What do you think? What version do you think is correct? The White House describing now the assault for the first time as a terror attack. Initially, that it was just something that had bubbled over, that people were incited to violence because of looking at that film. Now it's full-on terrorist attack. You know, I mean, really, security for consulate people, especially in these extreme areas. I mean, they know going in, but do they know that the door was left wide open? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And this goes back to the point, honestly, that Ellen was making at the top. Put Washington politics aside for a second, or U.S. politics, and go to what's happening overseas. And we keep coming back to the same thing with the Middle East. Let them sort it out. They don't really, the majority of people don't really want us there anyway. We look at Iran just snubbing their nose at us and laughing constantly, doing whatever they want to do, and they don't care about whatever the sanctions are. Iraq obviously helping them, cutting some kind of a deal. And then you have people, good people, who are public servants, who are versed in the ways of the Middle East, like the ambassador to Libya that was killed, who dedicated his life to helping people in Libya and others, and he's killed for what reason? For what reason? And now they're saying that that was directly tied to Al-Qaeda and a former detainee at Gitmo. Sure, we let him go, and look what happens. Hang with us.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play in the distance. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
So peaceful, huh? To listen to Diana Krall. Makes me, of course, pinch myself every single day that I live in the United States of America. You know, home of the free, all that kind of stuff. But we want to keep it that way, right? So that's part of the deal and why often we jump on their soapbox and head down that path. And at the top of this hour, certainly we've done that. Because we look at the crazy situation of the money being dumped into situation after situation in the Middle East. And ultimately, you have to ask yourself, what is the cost? And the latest is the Libyan situation, and we're far from done with Libya. And that goes back to 18 months ago and the whole Gaddafi thing, and then eventually Gaddafi's out. And all that ultimately was lost in that. And as Ellen put it, the so-called Arab Spring. At some point, you know, we have to be like Solomon. We have to decide where the separation comes. And this is why we've continued to get ourselves into trouble. Time and time again, especially in the last couple of years. And then the gall of Iran doing what they're doing with Iraq, because who set up Iraq? And that would be us, the United States, after coming in, and I don't want to relive the whole war scenario, but you know what happened there. Ultimately, Saddam Hussein's out, try to do what we can to help the government get on its feet, have the open elections, and then it goes back to the same way. In a sense, in a sense. And part of that is because the cultures and the differences when it comes to religion, it's like people are afraid to say it, but especially in the Middle East and even other wars we could point to, the religious factor. And in the Middle East, and Iraq is the perfect example, where you have the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Kurds, and you start to see it slipping back into a little bit of what it was. And the situation with Iran and allowing them to fly over to flat out send weapons, because I think that Reuters intelligence report is correct. They had sources on that, and they're pretty good when it comes to anything foreign. They've got good, solid reporters and backup for lots of the material. And I'm going to go with them. I'm going to say that I'm not necessarily shocked by that based on some things that have happened before. But the denials from Iraq, sheepish denials, what are you talking about? No, of course not. We would never allow that to happen. So they don't care. Just let the Syrians get blown to bits. Who cares? That's not our deal. We're here. We got our setup going. We want to start getting that oil situation happening. And we got the United States of America backing us up with their huge complex right here in Baghdad. So we're okay until things start to leak out. And that points to the problem. And one of the things that Ron Paul was so dead on right. For as much as Ron Paul was crucified for things that he said, I think when it comes to what he had to say, and I agree, I don't think we can be isolationists, but when he made the points about how many places are being involved and how many areas do we have an avalanche of troops where we could maybe pull some of them out, like Germany, I think we still have to definitely have a big presence there, because it's a stopover point, certainly, if nothing else. But do we have to keep dumping the huge amounts of money and personnel into some of the places where we are? At some point, we got to stop doing that. And that'll happen, of course, when China takes over as the number one superpower, because they're right there. They're waiting. They're going to overtake us in space. They're going to overtake us militarily. And you just wait and see what else happens down the line. And so it is written. The way we're playing into that script. Playing into that script, without a doubt. All right, I didn't want to not leave you with some more of the facts on what was coming out of the Guantanamo Bay prison, what some of the intelligence people were saying. And the deal is, we know this, four Americans were killed, including the ambassador that I've mentioned several times. And in this investigation, as now we're getting some weeks behind us, more information is starting to come out. The White House is changing their description of the assault for the first time. I already mentioned this terrorist attack. And the questioning continues on consulate security and who had talked to any of the extremists before the attack happened. Initially, the White House said that it was a spontaneous act. We know that now that's been changed. It's not a spontaneous act. And, you know, they were killed in the middle of a terrorist attack. And it was coordinated with 9/11. So that's the thing. It wasn't spontaneous. It was connected to 9/11. Now, the prisoner that is supposedly involved, don't definitely know that, but supposedly is Safian Ben Kumo, who may have led the attack which killed Christopher Stevens, our U.S. ambassador to Libya, and the three other Americans. He is a Libyan who was released from the prison back in 2007 and transferred back into Libyan custody on the condition that he stay in jail. But the files show he had ties to the people with the money behind the 9/11 terror attacks. Obviously, he's not in jail. He's not in a Libyan jail. And they're looking to try to put the pieces together. But the facts show that this attack on the embassy escalated over time, but began and evolved September 11th, there was an opening. They took it. Somebody arranged this. Somebody from the inside tipped them off to specifics I think that they absolutely needed to know. There had to be some kind of communication between the guards and the extremists. There had to have been. So let's hope that that comes out. Because I want to know what happened. I don't want to gloss over this. Let's find out exactly what happened. So you have Hillary Clinton, you have the Director of National Intelligence, and what are they doing? They're in a closed-door meeting, and that's what's going to happen. On Thursday, there's going to be a closed-door meeting to brief everybody on what, I guess, on what they know, and then eventually that comes out. Because here's the thing. Either certainly, and we said this right away when this happened, who is walking in with rocket-propelled grenades and weapons, massive weapons, to some kind of a spontaneous demonstration? They're not. They have, what, lighters in their pockets? They don't have a rocket-propelled grenade or two hanging around. It was pre-planned. It was an Al-Qaeda kind of deal. They had targets. They had the opening. Somebody helped them. It's the somebody who helped them that we need to get. Somebody. And still, Jay Carney, he's like the puppet. He's like the parrot that just sings when they tell him to sing. And this is part of the problem. He says on Wednesday, there's no evidence, and this is the White House spokesperson, there's no evidence of a pre-planned or premeditated attack, which happened on the 11th anniversary of 9/11. So I'm going to say, you know what? This is like pin the tail on the donkey, but we've already pinned the tail, and they just haven't found the tail yet. You might disagree and think I'm being a little bit harsh. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. All right, so that's one thing. Here's the other thing, the other frustration coming out of Washington. I'm going to tell you about it in a second, and it has to do with Fast and Furious. Jose in Ohio, you have the floor. Hello. Hey, Jose.
Hey. Hey, I just want to let you know before I ask my question. Between, I'm looking at you on Paltalk talking, and I hear you on the phone at the same time. You're like 15 to 20 second interruption,
delay.
You know, pause,
yeah,
or whatever.
Sorry.
I was wondering who do you think is going to win the presidential election?
That's a good question. Let me ask you a question before I answer that. Who do you want to win?
Neither. I want Bill Clinton.
I like that answer. You know why? Because he actually gave the best speech at the convention, and he knows how to work with people who aren't playing for the same team. When he was a Democrat, he was able to pretty much, for the most part, work with the Republicans. You know what? Right now, if you look at the polls, Jose, it's neck and neck. But let's forget the polls for a second. In all the deeper conversations I've had with Democratic strategists and Republican strategists, I think at this point Mitt Romney would have to really have a great run to get the electoral votes he needs. It's like picking a team, which we'll do when we do Nail the Score, by the way, on this show. It's like you have to pick a team because somebody's going to win in the end. And right now, I would say it's Obama. And the reason I say that is because, and I'm not for Obama, because I think he's been ineffective. But strictly on the numbers, Mitt Romney has to really start to sock it to him if he's going to pull this off and get those big swing states, and it's looking rough.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I pray.
So Ohio. Jose calls from Ohio. It's interesting because on the flip side here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, I know a lot about Ohio. I spent some time there going to school in Athens. And the interesting thing is Ohio is like always the state that's been in play during the elections. It's got mammoth electoral votes. And the key thing is in talking about the election, polls are polls. And they're pretty neck and neck for whatever that's worth. But the incumbent has the numbers as far as the Electoral College is concerned. Unless, as Dan in Texas, when he calls this show, says, you have no idea what's happening. You have no idea how many people are going to be mobilized to go and vote to make a huge difference. And this is part of the problem. Apathetic voters, never high turnouts, not really. If you really had an avalanche, I mean really had an avalanche, you would flip those numbers and Romney would win. In the big states especially, big states meaning more electoral votes, which is what he needs. If he cleared some of the small states and the big states that are in play, then he would win it. He would surprise maybe some people that think it wasn't possible. I don't think it's not possible, but it's not probable in the way it's laying out, even though I know this is not the direction that so many of us want to see the country go in. I mean, frankly, I think there are other people I would rather see, period, jump into this. And that's why I'm really for a third party. I like the idea of some independent people starting to get in there because we're too beholden to the parties, I think, and the machine is so broken that somebody's idealistic. They want to, they've been a career public servant. They go in, they listen to what people are saying, and then it all comes out in a different direction. It just does. And the idea of the blame game, I'm so sick of that. If you, and this is the thing, and I won't give Obama a pass on this, even though everybody else does. And then you read stories and everybody points to the same thing. If you run for president and you know the financial mess just happened and it's going to have to be sorted out and you are in the thick of it, you cannot continue to blame the person that was there before because the buck stops with you. You're the press. You got to take the reins. It's not about blame. The blame game is useless, and it's useless to all of us. It's not a PTA meeting. You're not running for school board. It's about serious problems, serious times, and being the leader of the free world. So all that other stuff, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It matters what you do when you jump into the situation. And maybe if you take a couple of shots and they go off in the wrong direction and then you stand up and say, you know, that was me, on me. I thought this was going to work. I thought this cash for clunkers thing was a good deal, and it blew up. So here's what I'm proposing. But that never happens. It doesn't happen that way. It just doesn't. And it should. And this is the problem. It should. He's not a miracle worker. I get that. But you cannot blame the people in front of you. So that's why I say the word is ineffective. It's just ineffective. We need somebody who's more effective. But will the votes, where will the votes ultimately hang? And it's not so much in the popular vote unless there was massive numbers to swing the electoral number over, which, hey, that could happen. All right, here is the boo of the week. Operation Fast and Furious. The undercover op, you know the story, but just in case you don't, that basically allowed our guns, U.S. guns, to go to Mexico, and the guns are popping up in deaths in Mexico and in the U.S. When Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent, 2 years ago was killed, and it was with our weapons, that was the tipping point. And that's when the Attorney General, Eric Holder, said that he knew about Fast and Furious, but he wasn't aware of that strategy or tactics that were used before that. He had no idea. There are other people in Congress who think that the Department of Justice and Holder really try to cover up the operation or at least mislead Congress about who, Holder and who knew and that kind of stuff. So he was held in contempt of Congress earlier in the year for withholding documents, allegedly, about the department's Fast and Furious investigation from congressional investigators. The thing is, the internal memos is what they wanted, and they were told they couldn't get them. So the investigation into this is faulting the ATF and justice, but clearing Eric Holder. So I know. Same thing. If he would have just released the stupid memos, because they're emails, and if you release the emails, then no harm, no foul. Just you have nothing to hide, then you could throw it back in everybody's face if you were right, like Congressman Darrell Issa. But see, that leads me to believe, and based on some conversations, that that's the problem. The problem is it should have never gotten to this. We shouldn't be wasting taxpayer money. Because, by the way, we're paying for that. We pay for these investigations. We're paying for all of this. And do we really need that? And I feel so awful for the family of Brian Terry. Because, ultimately, they don't know some of the details that they should know. And some of the stuff that was reported, they should have known, been told the truth in this whole thing. They should have been told. Absolutely. All right. And we also have a dungeon moment for you. I hate to do this to a peanut farmer from Georgia who held the title of President of the United States, but what's going on with his grandson? James Carter IV apparently came upon a video when he was searching the internet, the grandson of Jimmy Carter. He is a Democrat, of course. He's a researcher. And he watched hours of footage of Mitt Romney, and he searched YouTube every few days for things about Romney and the Republicans. So a clip jumped out at him, he said, that he found when he was discussing some other things, and it was a hidden camera video. It was blurred at the beginning, and then it piqued his interest, blah, blah, blah. So he decided he was going to release it, and then, you know, the rest is history. So now there is an effort to find out who the source is. We want to know who the source is, Carter. Give him up. Tell us who the source is. These donors paid $50,000. Was it really a donor? Was it a setup from Mother Jones? What happened here? Give me a break. There's more to this story. So Carter, as a result of this, at this point, he's being harangued all over the place. But it's just not, that's just not enough. He's also, he's the guy who arranged this video release. And I think he holds the key. He's got to know. He's got to know about the coup and who ultimately taped it. We want to know. So we got to put you in the dungeon until you will tell us. Until you squeal, we're not letting you out. Let's throw him in the dungeon. The dungeon's closed.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, the door is just a little rusty. We haven't put anyone in the dungeon in a long time. I mean, hey, congratulations to him. The Democrats have to be high-fiving him all over the place. I heard he's been offered a ton of different jobs because it's huge that he was able to find that snippet of video if he just happened to come across it. But I think there's got to be something more to this. Who is the source of this? I'm curious because I want to know if it's somebody who paid 50 grand, specifically asked the question, or no, hey, just happened to get it. Somebody was there. They had their camera on, decided to tape it, and boom, he said what he had to say about the people who aren't paying taxes, and the rest is history. The timing is interesting. It happened in May, and this is September, 48 days before the election, and now that video comes out. I'm just saying.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.